Hello, this is Aaron from Family First.
Hey, Aaron, this is John Crow.
Hey, Mr. John, how you doing?
Hey, good. I have to thank you. They approved me yesterday.
Yeah, she sent me an email after I sent her that savings stuff and explained to her about the credibility.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I saw that you were approved. So your Keystone is going to be your Medicaid, Insure, and Service Port, and that's where the Service Port is going to come from. So look out
for a
phone call from Keystone.
They're coming tomorrow.
They're coming back.
The assessment worker's coming tomorrow at 1:30.
That is fast that they're coming out that fast. Well, that's good for you.
I guess I had another advocacy agency from Temple helping me, the heart surgeons from there. You know, if anything happens, I'd call them, too, with prescriptions messed up or I need rides or anything or insurance.
Okay.
So, yeah, and she said that she'll be here tomorrow at 1:30. But I needed I got your number. I need Abigail's number and the name of your company. It's Home
Health. All right.
What is it, Home Health Care? Go ahead.
No, Family First. So what the...
Family?
The assessor comes out, they're going to put in Family First Care, LLC. That's how they're
Family
going to
first.
Search for it.
Okay, care.
Family First Care, LLC. Give her my phone number when you see it, because she's
going
to need probably my provider ID number.
Okay.
So when she puts it in the system, but it's going to be called Family First Care, LLC, in her system.
Okay.
That's how it's going to come up.
Okay. And what's the name of the company?
That's the name of it.
Family
First Home
Care.
But there in Keystone system, it comes up as Family First Care, LLC.
Okay, because Dora got a letter or email, I guess from Abigail, asking for her, her driver's license information. She's going to be my provider.
Asking who
my
for the driver's
provider.
License? Oh, whoever's going to do the home care.
Some ID.
Okay.
Yes, the home care.
All right,
person.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Starting employment.
So I just wanted to make sure it was you, because I already had two or three calls from other agencies. I'm like, no, I don't need, I got an agency who helped me. Yeah, okay. And what's Abigail's number?
I don't know her number offhand. I don't know her extension. It's just I dial by directory when I call the main number. So
okay,
she'll be
what's
caregiver.
The name of
I mean, not the caregiver. 267-551.
551?
Yeah.
7400. 7400, okay. And just answer Abigail? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, but I have to thank you. Thank you very much for helping me. You're the one that made this happen.
Yeah, it's not a problem at all. Now, here's the thing. Now that you're having the assessment, now that you're approved and Keystone's coming out. So, these insurance companies, Keystone included, their whole purpose when they got these contracts to be the insurers for home care and long-term care budgets, they are trying to keep services to a minimum because they're the ones paying. Okay?
Right.
So there's going to be certain things you want to say, certain things you don't want to say, even certain things you want to do when they come out. So my question to you is how many hours per week or per day are you looking to get approved?
I'm trying to get approved for 8.
All right, so that's 6 hours.
You got to figure she cooks, she cleans 6 to 8 hours a day. She cooks, she cleans, the shopping, you know, my meds, the pharmacy, everything.
Right.
Even my balance now, because I fell on these stairs. I got 2 flights of stairs up and down. So
right.
I try to keep my upstairs visits limited.
Okay. All right. So, Keystone's assessment, what you're having tomorrow is called a comprehensive needs assessment. I used to actually do those things. I used to train other companies on Keystone's needs assessment. So, their assessment is organized or situated in a way where they they believe that the maximum number of hours per day needed are 6. So basically, you're going to have to justify why you need a certain amount of hours. So they have 13 different categories that are called activities of daily living or independent activities of daily living that constitute what a caregiver does.
Okay.
In those 13 categories, cooking is one of them, cleaning, running errands, things of that nature. What
laundry, everything.
Laundry's in there. What you're going to want to do is, number one is, you want to ensure that that assessor knows that you live alone, that you don't have anybody else living with you. Because if you do, then they will automatically turn that person into what's called an informal support, which is a non-paid worker. So they're going to look at it where you have additional help that they don't need to pay for.
Okay?
So you don't want to let, like, see that you don't have any assistance out of who we have as your care. Okay?
Right. Right, I have my family,
and I might
everybody's
go in
back,
and out.
You know.
Right, no the bridge.
No family, no help whatsoever.
So I might go in and out for a second.
Okay.
So,
and Dora's not here right now. Her mother's sick, so she probably won't be back till the beginning of the month. So nobody's here but me.
So,
I got my cane out. I need everything. I need help with everything.
Right.
I'm going to explain to her.
When and also, will anybody else be there besides you tomorrow?
No, no, there's nobody here but me.
Okay. So when they come out, it would be good if somebody was there, because you don't want to seem independent at all. You want to seem like you get assistance for everything. So even the way the assessment goes, that it's supposed to be detailed to the point where when he or she finishes, like she should be typing it up where, you know, got to Mr. John's house at 1:25 p.m. There were 4 steps going up initial. I opened the door. There was another 3 steps going to his floor, blah, 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 this and that. He was able to open the door for me. He was able to walk independently, this and that. So because the people that are going to say yes or no to your services, they don't see you. They just read what she puts in. So if they get an inkling that you're independent, like say for mobility is one of them. If they say, oh, they read and say, oh, he can open the door on his own. He doesn't need help walking. Isn't it? So if you have a cane, use the cane excessively.
Yes.
Usually I tell folks you want somebody to be there because you want them to do everything from opening the door to if you need something to drink, get somebody, if you got to go to the bathroom, have that person walk you to the bathroom. Like, it's like selling it.
Right.
It's like selling it. Because if you want 8 hours a day, you want to ask for 10 to 12 hours a day, because they're probably going to deny some of your hours. So if you only want to 8, you ask for 12. Let's say they say, well, Mr. John asked for 12 hours a day. He was denied 4 of those hours he's received. He just want to get 8 a day, and these are the reasons why. So it's almost like a compromise, but you really don't even want to 8. Also,
they're going to downgrade everything.
Right. Also,
tell
them how many hours you want. Some of those service coordinators that come out, they say, oh, the assessment produces the hours. It does not. The assessment is there to keep your hours at a minimum. You have to request hours, even if they deny you.
Right.
Because when you request the hours, when you request the hours, it'll say Mr. John requests 12 hours a day. He was partially denied 4 of them, but he got approved for 8 out of the 12, and these are the reasons why. If you do not request hours, it'll just come back and say Mr. John was approved for 4 hours a day for medical necessity.
Okay.
You want them to, if they're going to deny anything, you want them to have to put in a denial letter what are the reasonings for denying your request.
Right.
Because
especially with this,
many times
Especially with this neurology. I get dizzy, you know. These two flights of stairs.
Right.
So, yeah, I need help with everything. I can't wash.
Yeah, so even if they were to deny some of your requests, you want them to be specific in their reasons, because many times their reasons are not correct.
They have to justify it, right?
Right. And you want them to have to justify your denial if they deny some of them. But if you don't request hours, it just says that Mr. John was approved for these hours for medical necessity. You want them to specifically put he was denied this and approved for this, if it's denied. Deny these hours, right, approve these hours, and these are the reasons why. Because they may put something in there totally false. They may put that you don't have dizziness or that you're independently mobile or things of that nature. That's why with the flight of steps being such an issue, it's good for them to see somebody doing all that. The fact that you'll be there by yourself, sometimes that can hinder what you get.
Okay.
But you basically want to let them know that you require assistance with all daily activities, everything.
Okay. Yeah, I can't even bend over to tie my shoes. I'm going to tell her. I just got my staples out of my chest. I can't even tie my own shoes. I have my groceries delivered. They put them on the counter for me. I got to get small amounts. I can't lift more than 10 pounds. I can't start physical therapy for another 60 days, 90 days.
Right.
My chest is held together by wire, you know.
Yeah.
And now the neurology with the fall and all. I actually had two falls. I had one in the ice, and I had one about a week ago.
Okay.
So my neurology appointment is next week. Yeah, I'm telling her everything. I got all my medical, everything. I'm going to show her where I physically was dead on November 7th. I died. They bring me back to life. Then I had my surgery, and it's just been a nightmare since.
Show her any medical paperwork. Also, what I would also do if I were you is you want to emphasize that without the paid caregiver, it is unsafe for you to perform.
Yes, that's how I died the first time. I was downstairs and couldn't get upstairs to my phone. I still don't know how I made it up them stairs till this day.
Okay.
I don't know how I made it up them stairs.
Here's the other thing. They're going to offer you a multitude of other services that are paid by Keystone, which is Medicaid, or your Medicaid provider. Just know that every additional service that you request or you say yes to is that allows them to reduce what your home care hours are going to be. So
yeah, no, I don't need nothing because I'm switching. Right. I got Highmark insurance April 1st, and they cover everything, all my rides, my transportation. They give me $350 flex card. Everything's covered. The only thing I need is home care, somebody here to cook, clean. It's my safety. I'm more scared about my safety than anything. That's how I died the first time. Nobody was here to call 911. And now with these stairs and the dizziness and the head trauma, you know, and I'm forgetting a lot of stuff, too.
So
I got
they're
the paperwork
right here
for neurology.
So they're going to offer you, outside of home care, they're going to offer you home-delivered meals. They're going to say, oh, you can get home-delivered meals. So hold on. With the home-delivered meals, that reduces your home care cooking hours. All right? They're going to offer you a life alert.
I don't want that.
They're going to offer you a life alert.
No, I don't need that.
The life alert severely reduces your hours because they're going to say you don't need the caregiver there as much because you can just press the button. They're going to offer you non-medical transportation. That's another thing. You're going to, you should already have that covered by Medicare.
I got that by my insurance. And Highmark has given me that life alert tag where you just hit the emergency.
Don't let them know that. Don't let them know you have one because they will take anything they can and use it against you. Say they can put in that assessment. Well, your security has a personal emergency response system, PERS, purse.
Yeah.
They'll put that in there. We have a purse supplied by Medicaid, this and that. Anything they can use to keep their hours low, they're going to use. okay? So all they need to know is that you don't have any service supports. You've been waiting for this home care waiver to get approved just so you can function in the home and community in a safe manner. That's what you need. But the other stuff, if it comes to, they say, oh, you want home delivered meals? You say, no, I just, that my caregiver can cook for me, because they're going to probably bring them all, they're going to pull at your heartstrings in terms of, oh, you have to pay for them, it's going to cost you less, and they deliver them and this and that. You say, no, I have a certain diet. They're going to say, oh, we can get that too. And that's like, no, I like to be specific in what it is. I can have my home care worker get the stuff that I need that fits my diet. You know what I'm saying?
Fresh foods.
Don't mention anything about the life alert. They're going to offer you that. Say, no, I don't need a life alert. Like, no, I'd rather not.
No, I don't need no life alert.
I've used it before. It wasn't really effective. I don't need that.
Right.
As long as my caregiver's here, I'm much more confident in my caregiver because he or she is going to be able to assist in any emergency situations.
Okay. And so don't let her know that she's living here with me. Just let her know she's going to come in all day?
Yes.
Okay.
Nobody's
just let
her
know that she comes in daily.
Yeah,
okay,
nobody
here but
she
me,
does not live
and I'm
here.
The only one on the lease anyway. Yeah.
When she is gone, you are by yourself. She'll be coming over here to work, and then you are by yourself.
And then she's gone during the night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I shouldn't have any reason to come upstairs because the bathroom's downstairs. My bed is downstairs. My recliner is downstairs. Then she comes in the morning for my breakfast and medication.
No. You want them to believe that you're going up and down. Because you need assistance going up and down the stairs. If you're subjugated,
even for water to get to the refrigerator.
Right. You want them to believe that you have to get up and down the stairs, and that's why your caregiver is here to take that responsibility from you. So she does the doing things for you, or assisting you
up and down.
If they can prove that you don't need to go to the second floor, you don't need hours for her to help you with mobility and to get locomotion to get up and downstairs because you only need to be on the first floor. So no, you need to use the entire house.
I need
but
help
you just
for
have
everything.
Difficulty getting it right.
Right.
Yeah. Like, yes, you are trying to live your life in the most functionally pleasurable way, but your current medical and clinical situation, you know, but you don't want them to remove the ability, if you want to get to the second floor, you should be able to. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't want them to be able to put in their assessment that it's not even needed for him to get up there because that takes away.
I see.
Yeah, that takes away from what her need.
Okay. You still there?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, I should be ready for her.
Yeah.
I waited a long time and get the ball rolling. I'm going to have Dora send Abigail her information, so I'm going to call her now and tell her to go ahead and send the information because that to you, I know the name of the company now.
Yeah, so Abigail's going to try to get her onboarded, so she needs to call.
And she'll probably be here, I'm hoping, within a week, 10 days.
Okay. Oh, God, Jersey is so hard.
Oh, you're in Jersey, huh? Yeah, they can't drive out there.
Right. And it's traffic. Unbelievable.
All right, well, you want me to give you a call in the morning again and we'll go over it again?
I don't know if I'll be available in the morning. Look at this. Oh, my God.
Okay.
But, yeah, you should be good. If you have any questions, if I can answer, I will. I have, I have 5 meetings tomorrow, so it depends on my availability.
Okay.
But,
you got a busy day.
Yeah, but if you have any questions, you can call me tomorrow. If I can answer, I will.
Okay, thank you very much. And thank you for everything you've done for me. You're the only one who helped me. You're the one who got this thing done.
Yeah, not a problem at
Thank
all.
You very much. I appreciate
Absolutely.
You.
All right.
Okay, thank
right,
you, Aaron. And I'll call you tomorrow after she leaves, too. Give you the 411. All right. Thank you, sir.
All right.
All right.